Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Vishabhat Paramahamsa Parivajakachaya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. If I knew I was giving the class, we could have continued the kirtan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 11, Text 21. Shama damastapasocham Shantosha santirarjavam Jnanam daya chutatmatvam Shatyam cha brahma lakshanam Shamodamastapasocham Shantosha Shantirarjavam Jnanam Dayachutatmatvam Satyam cha brahma lakshanam Shamodamastapasocham Shantosha Shantirarjavam Jnanam dayachyutatmatvam Satyam cha brahma lakshanam Tapasocham
Santosha Shantirajavam Santosha
Shantirajavam
Chudatmatvam
Satyam cha brahma lakshanam
Shamaha control of the mind Damaha control of the senses Tapaha austerity and penance Socham cleanliness Shantosha satisfaction. Shanti, forgiveness, being unagitated by anger, Arjavam, simplicity, Gyanam, knowledge, Daya, mercy, Achyuta Atmatvam, accepting oneself as an eternal servant of the Lord. Satyam, truthfulness. Cha, also. Brahma Lakshanam, the symptoms of a Brahmana. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The symptoms of a Brahmana are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness, and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, the symptoms of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas are all described. The ultimate aim is Achyuta Atmatvam, to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. One has to become a Brahmana with the above mentioned symptoms. I think I can speak a little bit. This is the qualities of a Vaishnava, the qualities of a Brahmana, a sadhu, a saintly person. Hare Krishna. Someone give him a seat. So, one of the quality of a Brahmana mentioned here is the control of the mind. He may be thinking, oh, phew, that's not me. Control of the mind is like, phew, even if you are chanting Hare Krishna and Hare Ram and practicing religious rituals, and it's so tough to control the mind. That's the first thing we have to do. Whatever we do, our behavior, our actions, is how we conducting our mind. Man, manmana bhava madbhakta. The first principle of any religious person, how he can relate and fix his mind in a proper way. So that's controlling of the mind and the senses. Dhamma, sense control. Sama, Dhamma, Kshatriya. So Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. There's four types of people that are classifications of the Varnashram, the makeup of the Varnashram system. Is one has to be at least in the platform of goodness. That's Brahmana. Good person, not lying, very honest. Brahmana, Kshatriya. The society is made up of these four things. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. A Shudra cannot say, I'm a Brahmana. Because he has a set of qualities that is very unique to that he's born with. That character is maybe inferior to a Brahmana. But Brahmana's qualities also very important, and all of the qualities of all of the four categories of the people are important to run a society. Because that's what institution, a society means. A society is made up of four types of people. And Prabhupada gives the example elsewhere, like the body. Society is like a body. Your body, how you have the leg. He said, oh, what is the point of leg? It's just kicking around. It's not just for, you know, it's for cleaning. Or people who are doing menial work is known as Shudra, lower caste, they call it. But if you didn't have a leg, then the rest of the body he can't function it. And then he have a belly, that's known as the Vaishya. Vaishya, they're producing farmers. You need food. If you say like, I don't need food, I don't have to belly. But you have to equally respect the farmers, but they produce food, that by food you can put it in your stomach, which in turn gives this energy, produces the body. So then you have their arms. Armed as Kshatriyas. You need Kshatriya, administrative class in the society, to run the society. Isn't it? And then you have at the head, that's the Brahmana. The Brahmanas will instruct the other classes, ministers. So head cannot say, I'm a Brahmana, I'm the more advanced, they're just Shudras. I remember when I was in Mayapur, Gurukul, in the 70s, we were in the Gurukul, and we didn't have any time to study. Because they said Mayapur is a place of service, devotional service. So we all end up cleaning the road, cleaning the toilet, and whenever they needed us to do any cleaning, they said, call the Gurukul boys. While you put your head up and sit in a couch. Then I was pulled to go to Vrindavan Gurukul. I thought, because Vrindavan is more of our academics. We're not under the temple. So they never pulled us to do any like menial service. So you can study Bhakti Shastra, you can study scriptures. We can learn. That's what we're meant to do in school. But I said, in Mayapur, they're all Shudras. And here I am a Brahmana. But actually, if you can understand what is a Brahmana, then you will know that I'm meant to serve Krishna. There's a story of a Brahmana. He wanted to join the Gauriya Math. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, you go and clean the dishes. Like we tell you, go to the kitchen, clean. They said, no. He took his Brahman thread and said, I'm a Brahmana. I don't clean. I study. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he showed him the door. This is not the place for you. You understand? So we're not classified as a Brahmana or a Vaishya or Shudra. You may have those characters, but we are performing devotional service to Krishna. A Brahmana, he can study, he can clean the toilet, he can cook, he can give class, do kirtan, everything. That's Vaishnava Brahmana. No. I'm a Brahmana. In India, there's so many Brahmanas. Prabhupada was criticized because he gave Brahmin initiation to Americans, white person. So they said, how we can make Brahmanas these Westerners? They're not Brahmanas. He was criticized. We have our guru, ISKCON gurus, they're Americans. Kiba vipra kivanaisi sudra kinenai jay krishna tattavita shay guru hoy. He says, kiba vipra, doesn't matter. If you're a Brahmana, vipra, shudra, or you're shudra, jay krishna tattavita shay guru hoy. Whoever knows the science of Krishna, he is eligible to become a guru. It's not a question of buying a brown thread in Loy Bazaar and putting it on. I remember when I first got Brahman initiation, I was at the age of 11. Anyone here got the age? At the age of 11, Brahman initiation. So I was thinking, wow, I'm a Brahmana. So I had a big fat brown thread. So you can sometime, I had the Brahman thread, so we lose our keys, so we should hang the keys on the Brahman thread. Or scratch your back with it. Brahman is not for, so you have to have qualities of a Brahmana, not a big Brahman thread. You have to know the science of Krishna. And that's what Prabhupada says here, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahmana with the above mentioned symptoms. First, you have to become a Brahmana because that is the criteria. Qualities of Brahmana, that is peaceful, merciful, he can perform austerity. Prabhupada said, austerity of the Brahmana is to not speak. I did a yoga course in Rishikesh. They have a big writing on the wall. Observe silence. I think it's a good idea. While you're taking pushara, everybody's blah, 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 blah. You need to chew your food. If you talk, then you're not chewing your food. You're swallowing it. So the stomach has to digest. And the stomach has to work for it. Extra work. That's how people get sick. Lumps are going in. So observe silence, austerity, penance, cleanliness. To wake up early in the morning, taking a shower. This is austerity. Yeah, I lived in Vrindavan for 5 years. At that time, I used to see in the winters really, really cold in Vrindavan. Like here, even more. So they have a carpet in the temple room because it's so cold. Your feet start to, you'll get numb on the marble floor. And there are these ladies, old ladies. Every day they go to the bathe in the Jamuna with the sari. Freezing cold. And they would go to the, it's not like here. And you go with the towel and you wrap nicely. And you have shoes on. They just take a bath in the Yamuna with the sari on and still wet. And they walk to their home. And they're shaking like this is cold. But this is part of, they're doing it at the part of austerity. And then they bathe, they clean, and then they go to the temple. And we're doing the same thing. We wake up in the morning, take a shower. Of course, we have a hot shower. You have to. I remember Vrindavan, he wanted to take a hot shower. I can tell stories. They had this electrical thing you put in your bucket. You know? And so it's a metal bucket, you can get electrocuted. So they had plastic bucket. So sometimes it will melt. So much work to get hot water. And we didn't have a kettle. So, if you want to take a hot shower, you have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning before everybody. Because then you have time to boil the water. And so, one day, I did this. I woke up early and boiled the water and I was taking a shower. So next door to me, it was my teacher. And when I was taking a shower, I was going, ah, so nice. So he was mentioning in the class, when you're enjoying, you forget Krishna. You're saying, if you're called, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then you quickly finish. And you're enjoying, you feel so good. You're not thinking of Krishna. So austerity, penance is good. But not artificially you can perform austerity. You have to know that I am doing this austerity because it's pleasing Krishna. That's the idea. If people here in Australia, they work very hard in the morning. Like I come to the temple, I see people in the train, 5 o'clock in the morning, already full. They're going to work, come home. They can hardly sit up straight on the couch. They're so tired. They can't reach the TV to turn it on. You think it's not austerity? They work so hard. And they have this Christmas now. Only a few days. Today and tomorrow and back to work. Maybe some people get more leaves. And they're thinking, oh, this is so nice. That's called illusion. Maya. Makes you think it's all fine. And you ask them, you're suffering, ask them, oh, I'm fine. So for us, it's no austerity. Prabhupada said, where is the austerity? You attend the program, you're singing and dancing. Who in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, singing and dancing? Because we're enjoying, it's happiness. There's no suffering. You can take a shower, quickly get out, and it feels so good when you walk in the temple room. So the brahmanas is very clean. Not only clean externally, but also clean mind. You may be sitting here in the temple room and look at Radha Balva, but your mind can be somewhere else, thinking of some nonsense. So that's why Brahmana means externally clean or also internally clean. Clean consciousness, Krishna consciousness. International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. That's what it means. So if you take K out, it's something else. ISKCON. There is a company near our temple in Ahmedabad. Supermarket, they call it ISKCON. So we take them to the court because they said we didn't have K in it, but it sounds like ISKCON. So you're thinking, it's all good. But it's not all good. Justify yourself. Be true to yourself if you simply actually want to be Krishna conscious, yet be true to yourself. Because Krishna knows. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, finish. Japa ho gaya. It takes 2 hours. You can't cheat. So I have these beads, really tiny. You don't understand how many beads I lost from the time I joined. Hundreds. So I lost the beads, really good 12 beads. And so the Prabhu said, I'll buy your beads. So he bought 12 beads from upstairs shop and a bead bag. And then we got another bead bag from Ahmedabad. So I've got the 12 bead, I keep it in the home. I just carry this one just in case I lost that one. So it's not beads so much. It's how you are chanting the japa. Like a machine gun. Sometimes I hear people, they're not even chanting clearly. What is that? Chant clearly. If you love Krishna, you want to utter his name clearly. Like if you love someone. Hare Krishna, Mataji, he calling the name, Prabhuji, so nicely. Prabhuji, like what is this? You don't even want to attend to him. Similarly, Krishna is there. He is listening. Who is calling me? So nicely, with tears in his eyes, from the heart. That is love. Like you go to the restaurant. If you go to the restaurant, they not cook special food for you. Guy smoking, bidi, and not clean. And then you eat that. Consciousness is not there. But if your wife cook, Prabhuji, ajao, it's hogya, ready. You cook with devotion. I've cooked for Radha Krishna, Radha Ballava. This devotion. Not like in the restaurant. So the consciousness is very important. It's very subtle. So your consciousness is rubbish and you're giving to others that rubbish. So that's why a brahmana is clean, clean consciousness. What do we eat that develop our consciousness? If you eat food cooked by a non-devotee, a meat eater, his consciousness is in the food. They say, how is it? But it's very subtle. Spiritual life is more subtle than the subtle. Atma is subtle than the subtle. So Krishna consciousness is very, it's like a edge of a razor's edge. Prabhupada used to give this example, especially in the early days, the devotees always talk about it. When he's shaving, you have to pay attention. He said, think of something, you're doing too fast, cut, you cut. Why do you think I didn't shave my head? I had too many cuts on my head. When the Gurukul, we should shave each other. Every day, all full of blood. We're not paying attention. So everything we do as a brahmana, you have to make sure that you do things for Krishna's pleasure. When you do things for Krishna's pleasure, everything is solved, all the problems. This is Bhagwan ke liye. This is for Krishna. In Mayapur, when you walk on the street, we have the main road, I don't know about these days, they're growing flower. They used to. Now they have a separate place where they grow flowers. So they would ride কৃষ্ণের ফুল তুলবেন না, দে রাইট ইন বেঙ্গালি, ডু নট পিক কৃষ্ণস ফ্লাওয়ার্স, বিকজ সামটাইমস দে পিক দ্য ফ্লাওয়ার ফর দ্য ফ্রেন্ড, দে সেড কৃষ্ণস ফ্লাওয়ার. So Prabhupada used to say, when a devotee sees flower, how I can offer to Krishna? They don't smell it straight away. How I can make a garland for Krishna? This is how. Devotee always reminding each other. So Brahmana means he's very Krishna conscious. He's very pure, very clean. Not even slightest thought of any mischievousness. Pure consciousness, like a crystal water. So we have to be like that, a good Brahmana, a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is higher than the Brahmana. Why? Because he is doing it for Krishna. So sometimes we say, you're born in a Brahmana family. I wasn't born in a Brahmana family, but I was born in a Vaishnava family. But they're not Brahmana, but I've seen my mother follow Ekadashi. You know, we were born in Bengal. They love rice. So on Ekadashi, we eat chapati instead of rice because it's considered breaking Ekadashi if you eat rice. It's like so we have to have rice. So we first thing in the wake up in the morning have rice. We call pantabhat. We boil like leftover rice, they put it in the water and it tastes good. We have it with some chili or onion. And then lunch you have rice. I don't know how they can eat rice so many times a day. So everything starts with the tongue. You have to control the tongue. Speech. Blah, 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 talking. I come in the kitchen, everybody's talking. How you can concentrate your service if you're talking? You know how many times I burn my finger and hand, cut. Because everybody's talking, my mind's going there. So you have to be considered, oh, he's doing this service, let me be quiet for him. This Prabhu is doing puja, let me be quiet so he can serve Krishna nicely. Think about this. So we connect ourselves with Krishna. Like that. I make the deity plate. The pujaris come in, already made plate. They can peacefully come and take the plate offered. They are not in anxiety. That's why I make the plate for them. They say, oh, he's here, I'm not worried. They can offer to Krishna with good consciousness. Everything we have to focus that, why am I doing this? What is a Brahmana? Oh yeah, I'm a Brahmana initiated now. I'm first initiated now. Now I can do whatever I like. When you get initiated, your karma is burned by the Guru's mercy. But once you start your own, you're breaking the rules, regulations, and you disobey the spiritual master, you start to make new karma. Samajh gaya? You understand? I remember I got first initiation, that's 1975. Only at the age of 9. You know, like if you're initiated at the age of 9, you're a small kid, and everybody else like 20 plus, and they are like proper disciples. I'm thinking, wow. And one sannyasi said, don't be puffed up. And he hit me with the big fat beads on the head. That's a blessing. So to remind ourselves, don't be proud. It's all the mercy of Guru. Trinadapi suni chena. Perform service to Krishna with humility. That's what a surrender means. Surrender means, I am doing it for Krishna. I remember one sannyasi, he used to never eat. He used to serve, actually. Sannyasi, served the devotees. And at the end, he would eat what's left in the bucket. I was just only a small boy. I was thinking, wow, I want to be like this sannyasi. It's a wealth of a brahmana to be austere. It's very attractive. It's very attractive. A sannyasi is, you know, like I said, if I take sannyasi, I'm not going to wear shoes, like broken shoes and ripped cloth, I'm going to be like a really paka. You know, I thought to myself like that. And eat less, very strict, super strict. And then, so I said, can I take sannyas? They said, not you, not even in this life. because you're not serious enough. So the point is, artificially, you cannot be what? You have to be what you are. Utilize your instinct character that you're born with and dovetail it in Krishna. I said, today I'm not going to speak. And the next day, blah, blah, blah. I can't handle it. I have to speak because I'm a speaker. So, if you speak, speak about Krishna. So much you can talk about Krishna. You can't speak much about Maya. Material things very limited. But for Krishna, I can talk so much. Like this class, I can go until 9:30, 10 o'clock. No worries. Some devotees, they speak. Because there's so much topic about Krishna. Bhagavatam, so many cantos. There's no book on Maya, so there's nothing. Economic development, science, psychopedia. How to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, there's not much. But spiritual activity is so much. Glorification of Krishna, volumes of books, knowledge, spiritual teachings. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I'm a Shudra. I'm a Shudra. You're not a Shudra. Shudra means a Vaishnava. There's no such thing as Shudra because he's cleaning the toilet. A Gopa Vrindesh. You all know Gopa Vrindesh? Who knows Gopa Vrindesh here? Yeah? He is a PhD. And he became a devotee here. PhD. He gave up his whatever. He became a brahmachari in the ashram. The first day he was cleaning the toilet, a PhD. He can make so much money, live a good life, have a family, and enjoy. But he understand the real wealth is when you can have Bhagavan, when you have Krishna. The Pandavas. You know the Pandavas, they're the greatest devotee of Krishna. They didn't even have a home. But they were always with Krishna. They are full of love for Krishna. They couldn't live without Krishna. They're not worried. They didn't have a food to eat. Draupadi had a plate. What do you call that? Akshay Patra. She got a benediction. She got a plate that if whatever you desire, the plate will give. So then they have to worry about food. But their main worry was how I can serve Krishna. They're not thinking, kana kab hoga? How when the food's going to be? They're not thinking. They're so observant Krishna, they forget to eat food. That is the Goswamis. The brahmanas is the real brahmana, is the Vaishnava, is the one who is always thinking of Krishna, that they even forget to even eat and sleep. How many times you go to the toilet? Because that depends how much you eat. In the sadhus living in the hut, they never go to the toilet much because they never eat. Every time I come here, some people running there. Eat so much. I have to consume. Think about it. Eat less, then have more time for Krishna. So much food here, I have to eat it all. It's mine. Not only mine, but also for others. Then you pack it, take it. So, good to be austerity. We just had the Chaturmas. Well, they grow beard because they don't have time to shave. They don't want to shave. They eat less. More chanting. The boys, they all went on book distribution marathon for 1 month. So hard to distribute a book. I'm very passionate. I can't stop anybody. People are saying bad things to me and spit at me, or I'll just get so angry. I don't have the patience to distribute books. You got to be humble and respectful. And I don't have that. So Brahmanas, Atitikshava Karunika, he's very tolerant. Very tolerant. There's one story of a great Vaishnava. His name is Tukaram. You heard of him? Tukaram? Tuka means spit. He was so saintly They used to take bath in the Ganga every day, and a gang of people, they spat at him after he came out of the after bathing in the Ganges. So he didn't say anything. He went back in the Ganges. He took a bath and came back out. And then again, they spit at him. 10 times. He wasn't angry. Sometimes, nowadays you see people, they look at you in a wrong way. They're upset. So where is the tolerance? And at the end of 10 times, they fell at his feet. He was so great. He was not upset. That's Tukaram. That's Brahmana. Sense control. We're talking about sense control. I mean, when they make the pizza, I can smell it from the street. Oh, I'm going to the temple now. Control your tongue. Control your smell. You smell the incense offered to Krishna, flower offered to Krishna. You're drawn to the beauty of Krishna. Drawn to the smell of the prasadam offered to Krishna. That's devotionally. Not in a lusty way. Or with the greed. The mentality to enjoy. You understand? There's a clear cut. Everything we do. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Then we're doing pretty good here. We have a place to stay. Good food. Ah, fantastic. Sometimes we even cook. Not only for Krishna, we take a half of it home. But think, it's for Krishna's pleasure. I eat less, it's for others. It's for Krishna. Always push Krishna in the center. Then it's perfect. You have a home, the main room in a home is that is placed for Krishna as a mandir. Have you been to devotee's home? The main room, they use as a temple room. Have kirtan, whole programs, and you have a small bedroom. We can't live forever in our home even. We can't take anything with us, but we can chant Hare Krishna. We can take love for Krishna that we acquired through bhakti, love for Krishna. That is eternal. That is our constitution. That is our allotment that we are allowed to keep. The spiritual advancement. Everything else, we're going to have to leave it here. All material things. Think about it. So, Brahmana, Khatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, because they are fixed in knowledge. The Brahmana is fixed in knowledge. The head of the society. Khatriya, their warrior class. Khatriya means what? Khatriya, he hurt someone to protect someone. Not just hurt anyone, drop a bomb in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping. What kind of war is that? Kill everybody, women, children. During the Kurukshetra battlefield, they had the Brahmastra, nuclear weapon. Right? They have a nuclear weapon, you drop it on a city, everybody's is smeared, ashes. Nothing will grow for hundreds of years. They had Brahmastra, nuclear weapon, they can throw at Mataji, a pregnant lady, will only kill the baby within, not even hurt the mother. So subtle. Celestial weapon. There's no comparison with these weapons that they have today. This nuclear weapon they had, they will find you wherever you are, even if you're hiding in the water. That's Brahmastra. So subtle, so powerful. Khatriyas is those people that they knew the mantra. They can utter the mantra and send a weapon. It's mantra. Mantra means mind. We can't even control our mind. What to speak of controlling others? So, Vaishnava is one who can control. I'm very attracted to someone who doesn't speak much, always chanting. Very attractive quality. Very clean, sadhu. We want to associate with such people because they can emanate, they can produce and vibrate positivity, spiritual enlightenment, by being with the sadhu because they have it. Those qualities, a character of a Vaishnava is that he is born with it, pure, sudagun, pure quality. That by being with them, they can vibrate the qualities to others. And they, others become pure by being in the association of such devotees. That's a sadhu, Vaishnava. Like we had this kirtan here. There's no question of standing under the wall. Not for me. No question, because he's so ecstatic, he wants to jump in. So it's very attractive. It's like a magnet. It's drawn in. I want to chant too. So we have to create an environment, we have to create a situation that our association with one another, that we can attract others to Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. If I see you, you're walking around, I don't want to be with you. You are so nice, you're such a good devotee. We want to be with you. We're longing to associate with the person who can enlighten us, who can guide us to the spiritual path, progressive path of Krishna. We want to avoid the association of a non-devotee who drag us to the material consciousness. So the Brahmana, a Vaishnava, is one who can draw us to Krishna. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Shudra. There's one person here, Indian man, he's very wealthy, super wealthy. He comes sweeping the floor at night, just wearing simple cloth. He knows this is bhakti. Devotional service to Krishna. It's not how much money you have, how wealthy you are. That doesn't make you a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. It's the character, it's the qualities that you're born with, that you develop. That's what makes you a Brahmana. Not by birth. Guna karma vivagasha. Krishna says Brahmana is determined according to his character, not by birth. A rickshawala can have a Brahman thread, but he's driving rickshaw, preaching the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam by a foreigner. How does he become a Brahmana? It's because of the character. It's not the color of the skin. Your skin, my skin, white man, underneath is the same. The red color. So the qualities of a sadhu, Jiveer Swarupaya Krishna Nitya, is that we are eternal servant of Krishna. Doesn't matter what classification you are, what country you're born in. The soul is eternal, is pure. The body that we have is born in a certain situation. That's all. It's a temporary situation. But our real nature is eternity. Eternal. So today is Snan Yatra. Lord Jagannath, He takes a very long bath. Everybody bathes the Lord, and he catches a cold, and then he goes to a secluded place for 2 weeks because he catches a cold. I don't believe he catches a cold. He just have a pastimes with devotees. So he goes to a secluded place in his room for 2 weeks. He's supposed to be sick. We make tea for him and khichdi. 2 years ago, I was really sick, so I consulted one Mataji. She said, I had to go on a diet. For 10 days, I ate khichdi. And being devotees make khichdi, I don't want to eat because I ate for 10 days. So no, khichdi again. But it's very healthy. Poor man's food. Everything in it. Dal, rice, sabji, bas. What else you need? So, this whole process of Krishna consciousness. We're trying to make everyone a Brahmana. We're trying to make everyone a Vaishnava. That's the whole process. Prabhupada established this Varnashram Dharma to make us at least Brahmana. To develop fine character of a human being. Fine. Mercy, compassion, tolerance, titikshava karunika, austerity. Artificially, it cannot be. But if you put Krishna in the center, then it becomes easy. I remember, I live in Mayapur Gurukul. We used to swim across the Ganges. It's extremely difficult to swim across the Ganges. But I started learning how to swim as a small kid. And there used to be an island in the middle of the Ganga. Nobody can go there because there's so much current. So we all used to swim there and play in the and on the island there, you know, soccer and stuff. And so much current. If you look back, you feel like you've been swept away. So he said, don't look back. So if you want to go the island here, you have to start swimming here. And you get drawn there. You have to know how to do it. And don't put too much pressure. And just swim and go towards the island. And this guy from Australia said, oh, I'm a swimmer, I'm an Olympic, you know. And the guy jumped in 2 minutes later, oh, help me. So everything is a technique. Practicing Krishna consciousness is a technique. How you can associate devotees, what you say, what you do, your behavior, your character, how you look at someone, everything is there. Say, yeah, you are Krishna's. No, be respectful. Everyone that comes here is a devotee. Have to be respectful with each other. Sometimes I associate with non-devotee than a devotee. Because sometimes like we put off by a devotee. How do we develop that kind of mentality? Because we always together, we become familiar with each other. So always keep some distance, have respect. Understand, always go back when we first joined. A bhakta and so on so. Then they are brahmana, I'm now initiated. Stay humble. You go back to Godhead, Krishna is the boss. Scripture says to associate with sadhu, because in the sadhu association, being with everyone, we understand, oh, I'm supposed to be like this. We're hearing from each other. We are put into our place. Right? That's why sadhu sangha. Not we are rubbing each other's shoulder. Oh, you're so good. Sometimes we're heavy with each other. Because we need that to uplift our consciousness. You say, oh, this Prabhu is speaking too much, it's too heavy. I'm not going to attend the class anymore. Fine. You're not going to get rubbing. We need to hear the topics of the scriptures in a that's suitable for us to make spiritual advancement. That's why it says here, the ultimate aim is achyuta atmatvam. That's in the verse. To think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. That's achyutatvam. To make an advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a brahmana with the above mentioned symptoms. Somebody, they had made a huge plate for themselves and it was gone. You know, they saved pakora, puri, big plate, and somebody took it. I was like, they're super angry. I said, calm down. Like, maybe, you know. Just always try to stay calm. Not easy sometimes. And then anyway, somehow, there was another plate. So we don't know the situation. Sometimes we have to know that how we can, like, adjust the situation through knowledge. Was it on? Frozen. They could hear or just see? Maybe it's too much for everyone. This thing doesn't go. Okay, any questions? Don't tell me, you already given the conclusion. We already know. We still want to ask some questions. At least one question. Can you close the door so no one can get out? Just kidding. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice class. So we hear that bhakti is very simple to perform, and this is the easiest path. But then we sit here every day listening to 45 minutes class, and it's still not enough. We're still trying to practice this. We still can't get the perfection. We're still struggling to follow, and then we see that there's so many rules. So it feels like it's easy, but there are still so many rules to get to that stage where we can, you know, be 0.0001% closer to Krishna. And
yeah, so yeah, of course. If we are talking about getting the highest character, love for Krishna, bhakti, you think it's just it's a joke or some simple rules. We have to accept things was given in the scriptures. It's very rigid. It's like if you want to buy gold, Prabhupada gives the example, if you want to buy gold, then you have to know what is gold. Something that looks like gold. Brass. If you didn't know what is gold, you're going to cheat it. You will get the wrong thing. So similarly, if you want bhakti, it's not cheap. So the rules and regulations there, you embrace it with happiness. Because at the end, you're going to get the highest thing. You love it. Just like I was giving the example, you swim across to the Ganges, it's hardship. But once you're on the island, it feels so good. So before that, to get there, that's going to be tough. So rules and regulations are there, but at the end, we are going to get love of God, Krishna. And we embrace that rules and regulations with happiness. Because we know that at the end, the end result is this, just overpowering with happiness. So it seems like so much. So it says there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, like a hoof print of a calf, ocean will shrink. You can just simply cross over it. It's all in our mind. Oh, every time I go in the kitchen, I have to cook, I'm thinking, how I'm going to do it. But once I'm in there, bang, 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 it's all done. So it's just a question of adhering to it. It's a question of surrendering it. It's a question of accepting it. Once you're in the process, Krishna will help us. It becomes easy. So there must be rules and regulations. You want the highest thing. Even in the ordinary material world, there are so many rules and regulations they have to follow. Driving, so many, a big book, you have to pass all the tests, L plate and a P plate, this and that. And it's not. And if you want to get a job, they have interview, they don't like you. It's just so hardship. There's so many rules. So if you're in Krishna consciousness also. But these rules makes us a human being. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. What's left? But we're doing it. But these things makes us healthy. Even ordinary people, they want to do these things now. Because they know this is brings us to a human platform. A brahmana, a sadhu. By following these rules and regulations. We have to at least follow these things. So it may seem like, wow, so many rules. But this is what makes us a human being. It's not like, it's all going to be so easy. Like doing deity worship. There is so many things you have to follow. The mantra, you have to know these things. Not that I am a brahmana, I'm now initiated. I know everything. There's always room for us to know more and more. Every time you study the Bhagavatam, there's so much more to study. It's always fresh. It's not like in 16 rounds. Prabhupada wanted us to chant 64 rounds. He made it easy for us. In India, the Mataji is not allowed to do deity worship. Prabhupada made it easy for the Westerners to come and do deity worship. He made it concession. He already reduced it. Made it easy for us. Okay? TK? Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone to him.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Wonderful class. I have a simple question, Prabhu. I've heard you have talking about the technique and the Maya. What is the technique? We are in Maya, can understand that I'm in Maya.
I mean, technically is not technique. The technique is take shelter of the holy name. So when you eat food, you know, oh, I'm full. Right? You know. I don't have to tell you. So if you're in Maya, you know yourself how Krishna conscious you are, how much Maya you have. It's not that I can check you. I have a machine. Oh, you got 25% Maya. It shows in the thing. You know it. So the technique thing is how we can surrender Krishna. That's the technique. The paddhati, the process of surrender. The Navavida Bhakti, 9 process of devotional service. So that's all techniques. So it technically, in Maya, the process of Maya is very simple. It's not like a very big thing. So to tackle Maya, you have to know the process of Bhakti, knowledge, spiritual knowledge. That's the technical part, scriptural injunctions. Maya says, hey, that how? Then you open the book. Am I doing the right thing? Have I chanted my rounds? Where do I get my shakti, the strength to take shelter of Krishna, to tackle? Like if you go to the war, you don't just pull somebody and throw them in the war. They need to know the rules of the game of war. How to shoot, how to, all the technical things, so many things. So there's technical in spiritual life, how we can tackle Maya, how we can remember Krishna, how we can serve Krishna, everything that is there in the books. Not that I join Hare Krishna. You have to study. We're distributing books, we expect to know what's in it also. Right? Okay. So we're getting late here. We have Sunan Yatra, and before that I think we have Pusharam. And people who are not in the class, they're probably already woofing. So.